Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Mahoney has some high drama first thing this morning, having to yell at people in his neighborhood before the sun comes up.
There's a creepy-ass person in my neighborhood. As I'm pulling out of my driveway, I'm going down. They turn like they're in a like a hooded jacket.
Keep in mind, this is well before 6 a.m.,
yes.
Right? This is 5 something in the morning.
And so, like, as I'm driving by, they, like, bend down and, like, turn away so that, like, I can't see their face.
Right.
And then I see them putting on gloves. I'm like, is one of my neighbors about to get murdered? Is that
O.J. Simpson?
Is O.J. Simpson in my neighborhood? I know he lives here.
Have you been watching a lot of true crime recently?
I don't watch true crime. I've been watching Guy's Grocery Games. I was hoping it was Guy Fieri. It wasn't. So it was like, it gives me that like weird feeling, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what's going on? So like, there's like a loop in my neighborhood. So I just like loop around and come back. And as soon as I come back, the person's like 10 feet forward, which is, you know, still like a minute and a half later.
Strange.
So I'm like, they haven't really moved in a minute and a half. So I'm like, I pull up next to him and I just like roll down my window and go, hey. You know, give them the
dad hey.
The dad hey.
Hey, what you doing over there?
And they were
like,
scary hey.
They're like, oh, I'm just, it turns out it's like a, I don't know if it was like a 30-year-old woman or not, which I wasn't expecting because I couldn't tell if it was a man, a woman, an old person, a young person.
Saw someone in a hoodie, yeah.
Just somebody in a hooded jacket, and I'm like, and they're like, oh, I was just putting on gloves. That was like their first thing that they said to me. And
but
like,
they were smoking a cigarette, you said,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they were smoking a cigarette,
who puts
too.
On gloves halfway through a cigarette? It's either you put them, I get if you're hiding from your significant other that you're out for an early morning walk and having a smoke, you put the gloves on, mask the smell, right?
Yeah.
I get that. Nobody puts gloves on halfway through a cigarette.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even that cold.
If you're not hiding it from anyone, you're just smoking it on your own, right? Like, you just smoke the whole cigarette, then you put gloves on.
Am I a neighborhood Karen? Is that what's...
You are absolutely a neighborhood Karen, but...
But I feel like, it just seemed weird, right?
Yeah, it's probably justified.
Yeah, I'm like, I've never seen the person in my neighborhood before.
So they said that, and then you were just like,
All right,
see you later.
I gotta go to work.
Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
Well, let's get things going officially. Some good news and some bad news to kick things off. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start today's show with some bad news?
Well, yeah, this was just a bit of a mistake. The Texas Department of Public Safety sent out an Amber Alert on Friday of this past week, and the message published by the Texas Alert System with an Amber Alert was for a Chucky doll and his child, Glenn.
The actual Chucky doll?
Yeah. Listed Chucky from Child's Play as a suspect. He was described as a 28-year-old with red auburn hair, blue eyes, stands at 3'1", weighs 16 pounds. He was described as wearing blue denim overalls with multicolored striped long sleeve shirt and wielding a kitchen knife prior to his disappearance. Also listed his abducted 5-year-old who weighs 6 pounds, stands at 2'3", also has red auburn hair and blue eyes. Glenn was described as wearing a blue shirt and black collar prior to his disappearance.
That seems like a real bad mistake to make that they sent this out.
Three times. They said the alert is a result of a test malfunction. We apologize for the confusion this may have caused and are diligently working to ensure it does not happen again.
You want to test the system that is working internally, but even it just seems so perverse to use Chucky as
very
one
creepy.
For an Amber Alert.
Yeah.
I mean, at least do something that's totally unbelievable and does not even resemble a child, like Baby Chewbacca or something.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda would have been perfect.
Yes.
Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
There have been 8 Child's Play movies.
8? Really?
There have been 8.
Huh. And Glenn didn't come out till like the 6th one. Seed of Chucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that really what it was called?
Yeah.
Seed of Chucky, and then Glenn shows up?
That one was in 2004, and that was the 5th one.
Oh, excuse me.
The Curse of Chucky was the 5th one, or the 6th one, and the Cult of Chucky was number 7.
Mm.
Chucky looks good for 28, though.
Does look good, yeah.
And I don't know how they're getting 28, though, because the first one came out in 1988, so I think he's lying about his age.
Also, at 28, he's only 3'1" and weighs 16 pounds, but his 5-year-old son is 2'3" and weighs 6 pounds. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of growth after...
They top out, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty quick. Some good news today as well. Researchers from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration believe they have identified a new species of whale in the Gulf of Mexico.
Stop. The ocean is so gross. What do you mean we're just finding a whale?
It's the rice whale. It's a filter feeder that can grow to 42 feet. And it's also critically endangered. They believe there are fewer than 100 of them left. How do they know this?
Yeah.
You just found it for the first time. And you already have a beat on how many of them are total left?
See, I was hoping this was going to be like a scientific diss, You know, like some scientists are like, oh, we just discovered a new breed of whale. And they're like, oh, really? What is it? Yo, mom! And then they just like walk away. And it's like, your mom's overweight.
She's like a whale that swims in the ocean.
Not even like the good ocean, the Gulf of Mexico.
It's all just found her fat ass swimming around. It's the Gulf.
That'd be pretty funny.
Guys.
She'd hook up with a sperm whale.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the dude behind the big GameStop rally that happened with the stock market says that he lost $13 million in one day. So Keith Gill, who is known as Deep Blanking Value on Reddit and Roaring Kitty.
Vince
Gill's exactly.
I miss some Vince Gill.
Well, here we are with his son Keith.
He was in the movie Maverick with James Garner and Mel Gibson.
Revealed the loss on Reddit's Wall Street Bets forum. He's been sharing regular updates on his GameStop investment after he kickstarted a frenzy on the buying shares. He had 50,000 shares in the video game retailer, along with the 500 call options. The value of his stake dropped by $13.6 million last week on Tuesday.
He still made $7 million. Don't say you lost $13 million.
That's a lot to lose, though.
No, you never cashed out. Had you cashed it out, bet it on black, and it hit red, then you would have lost $13 million. The fact that the stock went down,
even you're still up
$7
million. You and I both know it's not just about cashing out. It's once you cash it out and then put it into your bank account. It becomes real money.
And then it sits there for at least 2 months.
Yeah, it can't be taken out again the same night. That doesn't count. Yeah. But as longtime gamblers, if you're playing with house money, you're playing with house money. Yeah. You're still up $7.6 million. Stop acting like something bad happened.
Yeah. Man,
you could have cashed out more.
That.
That's all house money,
though.
But
it's still like the almost... Like, oh, man, I could have.
Yeah.
That's like coulda, woulda, shoulda.
We could have invested should've. In Bitcoin. Yeah, 6 years ago.
I've also
hit 2 out of 3 on megabucks before. Doesn't mean anything.
I mean, even if you hit 3, is it only like $5?
No, man, megabucks is megabucks.
I thought you were talking
for $15
about
million.
Mega Millions.
Yeah. Oh, Mega Millions.
I was like, you hit 2 numbers out of them.
No, I'm talking about it in a casino.
Congratulations.
You're shooting for the 3? The 3 numbers is what you...
Enjoy your $2. Yeah.
That would somehow still be a win for me. I never get any of them. Speaking of shooting, NFL says the Bucs cannot fire their shot with their fire cannons from their pirate ship following touchdowns. Because the Super Bowl is supposed to be on a neutral site. This is the first time that... A home team has played at their home stadium in NFL history for the Super Bowl, and so that means that they can't fire off their
cannons. Of course, Tom Brady is on a wild card team that somehow gets home field advantage.
It's kind of cool. I mean, once in a lifetime. It's kind of historical. He's coming back. He went to the Bucks. I mean, we all know the whole story. I don't have to sit here and talk about it, but it's pretty freaking cool that he's out here, and I wish they could do this.
I wish they'd shoot him up for both teams.
Yeah,
the Chiefs should be able to bring something like bazookas and stuff. Shoot Nerf missiles.
Yes,
sure.
Bazookas with Nerf. I think we are all on
kazoos.
Board with that.
Just a stadium full of
people
with kazoos.
We tried that with vuvuzelas in, like 10 years
World
ago,
Cup. So
and it
cool.
was it was disastrous.
Oh. Imagine though if they had bazookas with Nerf bullets or whatever you want to call them, projectiles in them.
Yeah.
And every time that the other team scored, they got 6 shots, and they were allowed to shoot them exclusively at Bruce Arians and Andy Reid.
Oh, man.
The end of the game, Andy Reid's just covered in darts.
I like it. Where's my cheeseburger?
Apple's coming for Tesla. They have invested $3.6 billion into Kia to start building their own electric vehicles by 2024.
This is going to be Hyundai, but I mean, aren't those kind of the same?
Yeah, I mean, this has been rumored for a while. They've been planning on making the cars at Kia's facility in Georgia with the hope of introducing them to the market by their preferred release date, just 3 years away. Shares in the South Korean car company jumped as much as 14.5% following the news first reported by a South Korean newspaper.
I'm not hating on a Kia. I just find Apple partnering with Kia to be kind of random.
Who would you expect out of all of the car makers? Would you think that Apple would partner with somebody like a Chevrolet, a Cadillac?
No.
Do you think it'd be
Toyota would probably have been
my first guess. But Hyundai has been making really reliable cars, and they do own 51% of Kia since like 1998.
Hyundai has owned Kia the whole time?
Or they've owned part of Kia for
the majority of the stake, though, right? So
they own a big part of that. But Hyundai makes good cars. So, I mean, I feel like Hyundai also has like an image issue. That, you know, so maybe Apple could probably get a very...
Do they still have an image issue?
I think it's still older people, at least our age, still remember when Hyundais were
garbage.
Did you just
refer to us as older people?
We are older. We're older. They, like, Ian was
in your
30s.
Know that there was, like,
what are you talking about?
I didn't even know that there was a thing about Hyundais.
When Hyundai started getting good around 2007 is when they really stepped up their game. Audrey was 16 years old in high school. So, like, what she doesn't remember, like, old-ass Hyundais being garbage.
I don't.
But, I mean, or like, Yugos. After 14 years, you don't think that they've... I mean, you're the one that thinks that Hyundai sucks. And
no,
that's just because you're
an elitist. I owned a Hyundai.
That's just because you're so rich that you would never
really?
Even consider
driving a
Hyundai.
Where is this coming from, Dave?
Dave, you've always spent stupid amounts of money on cars. I am the sensible one over here who used to drive a Hyundai sedan that was great.
And then you decided you were too rich for that.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
So you upgraded to a Toyota.
Actually, the alt, like something in the engine went bad. The engine was jacked up. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
With like 30,000 miles on it, and they didn't want to fix it.
Yeah.
Until we were like, hey, we have a very mediocre radio show. And then, oh, we'll fix it.
You threaten them into fixing your Hyundai with our crappy radio
show? Yeah, even
show.
Though it was still under warranty, they're like, nope,
hey,
we're not fixing it.
Start doing a local radio show, and one day you can threaten Hyundai into fixing a $200 repair on your Hyundai as well.
Dude, no, it was sky's the limit. $4,000, which is like half that car's worth.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, so do any of you have a crazy small world story? Maybe you saw a friend from high school in Thailand or ran into your old principal at a strip club?
Message deleted.
I've run into one of our listeners who we've known for a long time at Disney World randomly. He was right behind me Disneyland during the Jungle Cruise. And it happened to be the one time I took my parents, and my parents were like, oh, damn. Maybe
you're
my
so
son.
Famous.
Yeah. And it happened to be like the one listener who really likes us. So I was like, hell yeah, Andy. Thank you.
We were in Chicago one time, and we ran into a couple of listeners, and they were hammered, and we were hammered, and we had a great night.
And they were like the only listeners we've ever met who are bigger than me.
They were significantly. They were
like,
so big, they were picking Mahoney up.
Yeah, I felt like
I felt like
a little baby, and I loved it. I was like, oh, pick me up
some
more. You're
not a short guy.
No, I'm 6'5".
Or small
6'4",
guy.
You know?
Yeah.
No, you're not 6'5".
I'm pretty tall. But,
six,
I mean,
seven,
these are like the big dudes, like a couple inches taller than me and, you know, hefty dudes and able to pick up, a 250-pound man and throw me around like a rag doll.
The drunker that Mahoney got, the more he asked to be picked up and thrown around, which was kind of creepy. I don't know.
That wasn't creepy.
No.
It's
experience. Not on their part. On your part. You're just like, pick me up and throw me against the wall.
Are we big in the Chicago bodybuilding scene?
They weren't bodybuilders. They were just huge dudes. They were like lumberjacks.
Guys?
Yeah.
Oh,
Paul Bunyan's kids.
Were they bears?
Yeah. I mean, they could have been.
They were polar bears.
Oh yeah,
they're king of the bears.
Grizzlies.
And then one ended up dating our coworker like a couple months later too.
Whoa. They got married, didn't they?
And then they eventually got married. Yeah.
What in the world?
Yeah. So I mean, it's kind of a small world.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really like us. They just used us as an end to get
to
her.
We bequeathed our listener to them.
Bequeathed. I don't like that word.
You don't like
word
that word?
At all.
Why not?
Why?
What's the problem with bequeathed?
If I die, I'm going to bequeath everything to you guys.
Please.
So,
I bequeath all the time.
Yeah.
Bequeath things to others.
You know, you got like kids and a wife.
You don't bequeath your kids.
They're going to be out of the streets.
Yeah, you have to.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I just want to give a quick shout out to all my internet friends who know all about my experiences in the past and my stresses and all my achievements. You all live across the country, and I'll probably reach you. Shout out to you.
Message deleted.
Would you say that your internet friends or your old school friends are the more connected to you in this day and age?
Are you talking like people you game with or that you've never met?
No, just people on social media platforms that you use regularly.
Well, I think that gaming you could consider those as internet friends.
I used to have a lot of good friends from gaming when I was real young who I still, I'm connected with on social media.
I'm talking about like
25 years later.
Your old school friends from, 20 years ago.
My friends aren't on Instagram.
Well, that's what I mean.
And I'm not on Facebook.
Are you more connected with the people that you were friends with from back in the day or people that... You're just mostly internet friends with it. You have limited real life experience.
I know more about several. I know that Audrey doesn't know.
That's a microphone.
I know more about random internet people's lives than I do about you know, some people I spent 20 years growing up with, because again, like I said, they're not on Instagram. So, and like, I refuse to get back on Facebook.
I just added you guys to my close friends list on Instagram.
Well, thank you. What an honor. That's a big deal.
Green ring instead. Now.
Also,
yeah.
You've had a close friends group this whole time.
No, I just made it.
Oh, okay.
That's what she says.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, because sometimes I think that there's like really funny stuff that I'm like, I don't want that like on my actual thing. It's kind of like, and it's never anything like really funny, but I'm kind of like warming up to it. So we'll see. We'll see how inappropriate dumb stuff I end up putting on there. Like, I always see it's kind of like your Finsta, like the things that you can actually post without having to worry about it. You know what I mean? Like, if I ever want to get, like, blackout hammered, I'm just going to get on there and be like, let's just hope I click close friends and not my actual story.
Can you see when somebody leaves your close friend group? Because my prediction, Mahoney's going
to
leave.
I don't think you can choose to leave.
You can't?
You can just choose to never look.
So we're forced to be close friends now?
Oh, no.
You don't have to look at it.
You can just mute.
Not you, bud.
No, he said it too. Dang it. Okay, well, guys,
I'm excited to be a part of it. No, I am.
You're like, how many people are in my close friends?
Yeah, I was. Did you just make it everyone?
No, was it all of your followers? People.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. 15.
But you included Ian?
That's a big crowd.
Yes, I love Ian.
I don't like big crowds.
That's not what you said the other day when the mics were off.
Before you added it to the close friends group.
Well, speaking of Ian being in my close friends, you were talking yesterday about 25 pull-ups.
Yes.
Did you see mine on my? I didn't put it on my close friends. I put it on my actual story, and I tagged you. Did you see that? Still didn't see it. I'll have to put a close. I'll have to put a close friends group in there.
Did you see the 8 posts that I tagged you in directly and exclusively? No, I haven't logged on.
Sent you a DM. Yeah. Also a text.
My DMs are just flooded, guys. Oh, it's tough. Man.
Came by your house,
dude,
knocked on your front door.
Stop doing pull-ups in front of my house.
Certified letter.
Jeez.
She brought her own pull-up bar into your house.
I did, right in front of you.
Started doing them in your kitchen. Nope, didn't see it.
Please leave a message.
I saw that band, though.
Yeah, it was purposely cheating.
Hey, I got a complaint here, you. Here I am giving you guys my Twitch money. You mother can't even afford a damn separate voicemail line. Here I am calling during the show, and your bitch ass producer answers the damn phone, and then I forget my sock. Mahoney, do something, man. Save the world.
Message deleted.
What's the complaint here? He calls during the show,
it rings through. Well, we can answer and we can take calls. Well, that's 833 yo dummy.
That's how phones work.
And then when we're not here, it goes to voicemail. Oh. We play your calls like this the next day.
So he wants a totally separate voicemail line that always goes to voicemail?
Nobody wants to remember two numbers.
Well, no, but here's the tea is that, you know, whenever you call someone, you really pray that they don't pick up. You're like, I just want to be able to leave a voicemail. I don't want to have to have a conversation. Don't pick up the phone.
Ian could pick it up, and then he could go, hey, I want to leave a voicemail. Don't answer it next time. Wouldn't that just work?
Exactly what I do.
And then he left that voice message.
That's exactly what
happened. Complaining about how
having
one
nothing
time.
To say.
You can also text 833-YO-DUMMY, and texts come through as well. Like, I wouldn't call somebody.
You can get us a message.
It was like back before. I know what you're saying, Audrey, but to me, that was like 20 years ago before texting was a thing. You would call and hope it went to their answering machine. But
now, you didn't really want to talk to
them. I'm not going to call and hope it goes to a voicemail.
You shoot them a text.
I'm going to shoot them a text, yeah. Like calls that should be texts. Same thing like meetings that should be emails. Like we need, if you can get it in an email or a text, put it there.
See, I still live in a world where FaceTiming is heavy.
If you FaceTime me and I don't know you, I'm blocking you.
If I
pick up my phone to FaceTime and I see that I have two chins because I wasn't ready for the FaceTime, I ain't answering it. You know what I'm talking about? You're like, oh, boy.
Was not prepared.
I am not ready for this call.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Hey, dudes. Valentine's Day is next weekend, so if you're thinking about making a reservation, you should probably do that now if you're able to do that and you want to go out to eat. Just a thought.
Kind of you to remind everyone, Dave.
Well, look, I mean, it's normally the sort of thing that I'll think about the week of, and then it's too late. You know, you're like, I think it's already too late
if you're trying to make reservations right now. Maybe.
Because of the capacity issues and everything. Yeah.
But there is another option on the table this year. Lowe's.
Well,
not the high-end hotel. Lowe's as in like
Home Depot.
Like Home Depot, Lowe's. Yeah.
Okay.
The retailer is taking reservations through Sunday at Lowe's.com/Valentine's for date nights at one of their 10 select stores in some of America's most romantic cities. So you may have to hop on a plane and take your significant other.
Are America's most romantic cities?
Well, of course they did. Not.
What would you think? I would think like
Tulsa.
Tulsa
definitely, definitely hits number one.
Cheyenne, Wyoming. Ooh.
Chattanooga.
Chattahoochee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds kind of like a sexual move. Like, oh, let's Chattanooga. Yeah.
Yeah. Little rock.
Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah. Little you want to see my little rocks, huh?
Heck yeah. No. But, yeah, I feel like the going into the Lowe's for a romantic night on Valentine's Day, the only place, like, I would want to be on said romantic evening at Lowe's is like the lumber aisle.
Lumber, it smells so good.
Or the pipe. Yeah. Or the nail.
Audrey.
What? A screw.
Wow.
I'd probably be in the bathroom.
Mahoney's just sitting on a commode that's not plugged in.
Why isn't this bidet working?
Where are the bidets?
50 couples will win the after hours in-store experience that will also have a virtual event on February 13th, open to all who register. As part of the events, couples will splash paint on a large canvas together. We've seen all this great DIY energy that people have channeled throughout these months, said one of the associates.
Whoever your marketing team is that came up with this, slap them.
They suck.
Some paint on a canvas.
So,
of the 10 stores, two of them are in Florida, Palm Beach and Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's one of America's most romantic cities. Please tell
doing,
me Fred
Lowe's?
Durst is hosting and or Vanilla Ice will make an appearance.
Do they even still live there?
Vanilla
anymore?
Ice will just show up and steal an air conditioner for no reason.
Oh, man.
Valentine's Day is garbage, in my opinion, especially when it falls on a weekend. Like, because why? This is a completely arbitrary day that has nothing to do with really anything.
You're so full of it.
Mahoney,
you are such a liar.
You need
what
to
are
be,
you talking
you
about?
To,
you are.
Just like tap into your romantic side.
My romantic side is like.
If anyone in this room, anyone, including Audrey, Ian, myself, anyone, you are the hopeless romantic. You're the one who is most likely to start crying on Valentine's Day when you try to tell your wife how much you love her.
I tell my wife how much I love her every day.
Oh, my
every
God.
Every day. I don't need Valentine's
You're
Day.
You're so full of it.
I don't need
Valentine's
Day.
You're
going to
make
day.
Her special vegan tacos on Valentine's Day.
Also,
you're
going to
fill the entire thing
it.
With your gimbal. Of course she does.
No, she
doesn't. Just don't act like you're like this Billy Badass who doesn't care about these
I care about our anniversary.
These Hallmark holidays.
Because here's the thing.
Oh, so why do you care about anniversary?
We already have a dating anniversary. We got a getting it on anniversary. And we have a marriage anniversary.
Boy, you still celebrate the first time you had sex and your dating anniversary?
Well, because that's like when it became official.
Okay, got it. Wait, the dating or the sex?
Well, the date, like when we first met, there's that one.
You have a first meeting anniversary.
Yes.
Okay.
Like first date anniversary.
Right.
And then there was like when we started dating.
When you consummated?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, but that's because when you actually started dating, right? I mean, your wife's told that story before. I apologize if that's private, but didn't you ask her to be your girlfriend like when you guys were hooking up?
Yeah.
In the middle?
That's so romantic. He was like,
what? That's not sexy.
Will you
be my girlfriend?
I was like, we should do this all the time. And then, like,
what if she's just like, no?
I'd have been like, all right. Oh,
that's so sweet.
Didn't matter. Got laid.
But can I finish?
Already?
What if she just said no? Also, that's entrapment. You like, how does she say no to that?
You're right.
You're the cop hiding behind the boulder.
That's right.
That's exactly what that is.
Gotcha. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Cover your ears.
Cover Your Ears is a game that we like to play here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. These are all popular songs you've heard many times before, but the question is, can you tell what they are in just 30-second clips when somebody else has covered them? Because sometimes the creative liberties that these people take are significant. We have 30 seconds again for each one of these. We have a total of 3 in the main round, a 4th bonus if necessary. You're going to ring in by saying your name when you think you know the correct answer. Mahoney, are you ready, sir?
Dave, I'm ready, sir.
Audrey, all set?
Yeah, I lost this last time, so I'm not like really eager or excited because Mahoney swept me.
Well,
swept me. It's embarrassing.
You gotta just keep your chin up.
That's true.
That's true.
Today's a new day.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
And it's chin also up and chin out, like we do, and then
posturing.
The tongue on the top of your mouth as we so we don't get our double chins.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Would you put your tongue in the back of your mouth and then it gets rid of your double chin?
It does. It's I learned that in modeling school.
Mm-hmm. yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. Song number 1 in Cover Your Ears. Good luck.
Too much shrink,
Mahoney, just a couple of seconds in, had his hand up. What do you got for us?
It's Green Day with Brain Stew.
That is not Brain Stew.
But it is Green Day.
It is Green Day.
What song is that?
Can You Steal?
Just say a Green Day song.
The most popular Green Day song of all time, probably.
I was going to say American Idiot. But
no,
it's not it.
Is it Brain Stew the most popular song?
No. Basket Case is definitely more popular than Brain Stew.
It starts with a B.
It's not the same.
I didn't even hear any of that until the very end, like the last
you know what
0.5
seconds.
You
could blame the guitar for that.
I like that Billy Joe sings in a British accent, even though he's from the West Coast. But I hate English people from the UK who sing in British accents, even though that's their natural accent.
It's an American
like a
thing,
weird
faking
thing to
British
hate.
Accent.
Yeah, like the Kings of Leon.
Rancid.
Yeah. Same Madonna. Thing.
Kings of Leon singing a British accent?
I feel like he's...
No,
I feel like that's
ever.
Sex is on fire.
There's Southern rock. No.
Your sex is on fire.
It sounds like a cockney.
Your sex is on fire.
Sounds cockney to me.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Your sex is on fire. Shut up. Mahoney, you rang in, but you look uncertain all of a sudden.
You
screwed up. Okay.
I thought I had it. But.
Audrey?
Okay, so I heard Summer of 69.
Yep.
Oh, you're right.
Half point.
But I don't remember.
There's two artists you can throw.
No, there's more than two artists, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, except two.
Summer of 69. I don't remember the artists.
One's named after an entertainment system. A video entertainment system.
Sony?
Close.
Sony didn't sing that one, unfortunately.
No, see, okay, Ian.
Sony and Cher?
Sony and Cher.
So you have the Ataris in here as Summer of 69.
Yeah. Brian Adams.
Brian Adams is,
okay,
is who
yes
sang it.
Yes.
The original, yes.
Thank you.
The Ataris did Boys of Summer.
Yes.
Not Summer of 69.
Oh, he's yeah. right.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. You know what? Then that's my fault.
So,
you're right.
You could have gone with MXPX because they actually did a cover of Summer of 69. And Bowling for Soup is the other one that I would have accepted. But
I still got a half.
That's the half point.
That's
the half point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And I sincerely apologize.
And the
I thought the same thing.
Wow, well, Boys of Summer.
Boys of Summer, Summer 69.
Easy to mix up. That's why I actually Googled it, because I was like, did they also cover Summer of 69? And it's, you know.
The Atari
was Summer
second
of 69
half of their career,
trying
covers.
To, like, allude to, like
69?
Or was was it, like, the summer of 1969?
No, I really think that's just when Brian Adams grew up.
Yeah, man, that's so boring.
Yeah. Oh, on the mother's porch? Ew. Audrey's gross.
Audrey's like, I had a summer. Oh. All right, here we go. On to number three. Each of you have a half point.
That's in a different language, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
100%.
Yes, it is.
All right, that's 30 seconds right there. I don't think either of you are going to get this.
No, really? I thought it was 311 at first, but I know it's not.
No, it's not.
No.
Nope.
Can I just say, what about Imagine Dragons?
No.
Getting there.
Linkin Park?
No. Getting there? That's Grandson and Bloodwater.
Bloodwater, yes.
Okay, great song, great artist. I would have never gotten that either. And then to throw in a foreign language, I really thought that my brain was just breaking there.
I thought the agua
moment.
In there would help,
maybe?
But obviously,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No, I was just...
All right, you have a half point as we're
somebody's
through three.
Gotta get this.
Somebody's got to get this for the win. Here we go.
By the window.
Damn it.
What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I want to have control. I'm on a perfect body. Oh, yeah.
And that's 30 seconds. Audrey with her hand up, seconds in for
okay,
the win.
So that's Radiohead.
Uh-huh.
And Creep.
Yes!
Yes, he won!
Ah, suck it, Mahoney.
You're a creep.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Some people call it the race to the bottom, but you know how there's always an argument as to who is the most Florida man?
Uh-huh.
This guy is making a real pass at it.
What did he do?
He actually got the state of Florida tattooed on his forehead.
And, like, the bottom of the state, like, goes in between his eyes?
Yeah, yeah. So the little dangle of Florida, the little flip-a-loop right in between.
Kind of doesn't even look. I mean, it's Florida, but it also looks like something else on his forehead.
It looks like a wiener.
Yeah.
If we're being real.
I mean, Florida does look like a penis.
This is going to surprise you, but he made some bad decisions.
What did
according to
Super
cops,
Florida man do?
His name is Matthew Lethem. He was arrested early Sunday morning after he twice called 911 for a ride home, according to the court complaint. He cursed at the person taking the call because they're like, we're not a taxi service. The 22-year-old easily identified by the state of Florida on his forehead. Again, between your eyebrows, right above your nose is where the little dangle hangs. He's been charged with misuse of the 911 system as well as possession of marijuana, which I would have been off on that. I think if you're calling 911 a couple of times, that seems kind of methy.
Yeah. But I mean, it didn't say whether or not he had drugs in his system already, though,
who's
right?
Calling,
it was just what he was in possession of.
He was in possession
who's
of
calling 911 for a ride on weed?
Right?
It's like that scene from was it Dirty Work or Half Baked or whatever it was, where they're like, I'm addicted to weed.
Yeah.
Have you ever blanked a blank?
I used a blank for cocaine. Florida attorney gets disbarred for making adult films in jail with his clients. A Florida lawyer has been disbarred from using his attorney privileges to visit women in jail and then recording their encounters.
Oh, this dirtbag.
For a adult film, according to the Florida Supreme Court. The state's highest court last week had disbarred this guy from Tampa. His name is Andrew Spark. This is retroactive to July of 2019, according to the Supreme Court. He abused his privilege to practice law. He used his law license to access private rooms provided to attorneys at two jails in order to solicit the adult encounters and make movies. He is 58 years old. He has
did he
been
bring
on...
in like a like? Did they suspect something when a camera crew came in?
Like, what? Why is there a boom operator and a gaffer?
Bunch of lights. Yeah. What's the best boy do?
He.
Anybody know?
He had already finished a concurrent one-year probation for a misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution, according to the Miami Herald. So he is.
Shouldn't you not be able to practice law if you are soliciting prostitution? Like, or breaking the law in any sense. I feel like that's... Hey, don't get me wrong. I think prostitution should be legal, personally. But if you are a lawyer, you are supposed to uphold the laws. You are a lawyer. Your law... It's like
your
law.
I don't know. I mean...
You're a year for the law.
I think that we can all agree that this, though, is definitely abusing your privilege as an attorney. Like, I know plenty of attorneys that do stupid stuff outside of their practice, but when you're
abusive,
actually... Yeah, when you go to a jail... And then you hook up with potential clients in a private room, and you film it upload it to the internet.
You're trading sexual favors by people who are incarcerated for, you know, allegedly being able to represent them and trying to get them
power for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's like this dude, like to me, that's borderline criminal.
It is criminal.
No, it is criminal. Yep. Yeah. It is against the law, which makes it criminal. Yeah. So he's in jail as a result. So this guy.
Do you think he's going to be asking for sexual favors from other people while he's in jail too?
He gets an attorney. He's like, I'll do whatever you want.
What do you
have an idea for a sequel?
I got a camera
for a sequel. He was on the outside. Now he's on the inside.
Literally.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Literally, stop, gross.
That's not where the call is coming from, Dave.
Oh,
what is that ringing then? Mahoney's like, I have a phone in my butt. I smuggled it in. And finally, you know how we hear a lot of stories about, you know, people getting pulled over and they find drugs in their bra or in their pants pocket. And they always say, no, it's not. Those aren't my drugs.
Yeah.
Just the meth blew into my bra. Sure.
Conveniently.
This guy took things a step further than that, believe it or not. He is an airline passenger. His name is Eli Brown. He was waiting during a layover from his flight to Louisville, and a TSA agent found a large bag of drugs.
Yeah.
And he said, no, those are not my drugs. I was sleeping at the gate and somebody switched bags and they gave me a bag of 22 pounds of crystal meth worth $500,000.
The old terminal switcheroo.
I was going to say, if you're going to use any excuse, That's a pretty good one in an airport. I was taking a little snooze-a-roo.
Except for they have cameras.
It's 2021. Yeah. That's true. Maybe like in like the 1970s.
Sure, could have worked then.
Yeah, I mean, who is it? D.B. Cooper, you know? I mean,
Still don't know who he is.
Yeah. He jumped out of a plane.
A plane. I think he's dead.
I mean, he's dead now. He's probably. Dead.
Well,
I mean,
no, like I think 60
years. I would hope so. I think he was probably dead like
as soon as he jumped out of the plane.
Well, he had a parachute, I thought.
He did, but it was like one of the worst parachutes of the four that they gave him. There's a whole document. There's a documentary.
It's on the TV box.
HBO.
Is it? I just like the...
I like this guy. I was just like, nope, not in my bag. Somebody put it there. Because normally, when somebody has $500,000 worth of meth, they're like, I'm going to give this to a random sleeping guy and then take his backpack with toiletries.
Looks like
he could
use a pick me up.
There you go.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
Man, dirty laundry is such a great bit. We love it here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Ian goes out to these laundromats and he'll talk to people, many of them wild characters who have crazy stories. And yes, Ian does go to a dicey part of town and finds intentionally the bar laundromat that has a lot of, interesting characters hanging out at it. This guy is just a real delight, though. His name is Woody.
Probably one of the best gems in our dirty laundry collection, for sure.
He had a bit of a relationship with his cousin, if I remember correctly.
Indeed. Yeah. I met Woody.
Where is this guy from?
Now, I met Woody outside the bar laundromat. He's quite the character who doesn't like to divulge much of his past. So to be honest with you, Mahoney, I think he just came down from the heavens to me. Specifically for this reason.
And interestingly, you've looked for him numerous times since and to no avail.
Yes, just
he's just
disappeared.
Gone. Just gone
out
off the face of the earth.
Nowhere. Now, I met Woody outside of the bar laundromat and I recognized a voice.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard a voice in the distance, and I'm very, very keen on good voices, especially for the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. And I came across Woody, and Woody probably topped out at about 275. He was probably about Dave's height, so quite a big guy. He was wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Were
they matching?
Yes, they were.
My man.
Were they dirty?
Matching dirty sweatpants. And we got to talking, and he actually told me for a living what he does is he goes to the popular parts of town and acts as a parking attendant. So cars will come up and he will wave them into a spot.
Take $10 from them and then just leave.
Even though they don't have to pay for parking.
Right,
wow.
Got it. I
so
like it.
Pretty, pretty good scam there. But Woody also divulged a relationship that he had indeed with one of his family members. And just the way he explained it almost makes me wish that they had gotten together more.
It's Dirty Laundry on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Dirty Laundry.
All right, it's Ian. I'm here for another installment of Dirty Laundry. I've met a friend. How are you, boss?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
How's the laundry going today?
Oh, well, it's always quite dirty.
I told you a little before, the segment's called Dirty Laundry. So what's something you never told anybody before that you wouldn't mind letting me know? Again, it's anonymous, nothing. You were saying something earlier about your cousin. What happened, man?
Oh, well, I just kissed her, and then all she just went crazy and went in love, fell in love.
Oh, what? You kissed your cousin?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Oh, man, it's been 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. We were alone. We were just at home by ourselves. Our family went out to dinner, and she just got a little kissy cousin.
And it didn't go any further than kissing?
No.
Okay. Do you feel guilty about it?
No. We quite both was amazed and astute about the whole situation. We laugh about it right today.
Now, is she older than you or younger than you?
Oh, she's a little younger than I am.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how cute is she?
Oh, she's hella fine. 10.
Don't lie to me, man.
I said 10. That's why I say cousin. I have just got to kiss you.
How's your love life been since then?
Oh, fantastic.
Say if your cousin were to come up to you maybe at the next family gathering and said, hey, let's do this again, but let's take it a little bit farther, would you?
I would have to surely think about it. I would truly think about that, sir.
Do you have any wise words for anybody else who is maybe looking to further their relationship with their cousin?
Well, no, not quite, but make sure they're just as fine as my cousin, and she's a 10.
Here's what's making news.
Welcome back to my
So we talk a lot about how people will do anything for love, you know, and the Misconnection Inspection really highlights some of those posts. You know, people are willing to kind of go above and beyond to find that special someone. This guy is taking a different approach. He's not posting on Craigslist. He is telling his story, though, about how he bought tickets to the Super Bowl. And he spent $20,000 on them,
that's
which, you know,
$10,000 a ticket, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, but it's certainly the thing that we hear about every single year with people going, okay, yeah, I'll pay, you know, 5X whatever the face value is of these tickets. It's not abnormal. What's abnormal is that this guy doesn't really have the money to be doing this. So tickets for the Super Bowl, you know, they range between $6,900 to $36,000.
Wow.
And ticket resale prices on average are going for about $12,000 a ticket.
That's so he actually got a pretty good deal on this.
Albert Silverman, who has never been to a Super Bowl, was so determined to see the game live that he purchased the tickets, which required him to buy two, without knowing who's going with him. And he said that he wants a special lady to go with him. He can't find a friend that's willing to pay the $10,000 for the seat. And when he posted about it online, he said that he was overwhelmed by scammers. I'm single, so I might get to go to Tampa and try to find a girl and be like, hey, you want to go to the Super Bowl? If I can't sell the ticket, it's going to be a $23,000 trip to Tampa for one football game. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You can't put a price on it. What's interesting, though, is that he paid $20,000 for these $23,000 for these Super Bowl tickets, and that is 40% of what he makes annually.
So he makes less than 50 grand a year?
Right, yeah, yeah.
And he paid
$20,000.
So
he doesn't have a significant... If you had a girl that you were trying to impress, at least that would make sense.
This is why. When you... I mean, if you have saved... I don't know if you're going
really stupid, but...
If you're going $20,000, $23,000 in debt, that's insane.
I mean, $23,000, that should be like the engagement ring, not... Let's have 3 hours of fun watching a football game.
Okay, this guy is going to try and take a chick and then probably not even be able to afford concessions at the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah, whoops.
I mean, or if you've managed to save $23,000 and you blew out your nest egg on that, like, this
also
is why...
Dumb.
This is why
that does not make you a viable suitor.
This guy, this is why you are not in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what... people traditionally look for in significant others is stability.
Right. Yeah. But unfortunately,
security.
Somebody's just going to use and abuse this situation. You know for a fact, somebody's just going to roll up and be like, hey, sure. I hope that that's not the case.
I'll hook him up with an old-fashioned for one of those tickets.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that a code for something?
Yeah. You know what an old-fashioned is?
I know what the drink is. It's a little different than that.
A little different.
I shouldn't look that up on the company computer.
It's like first base, whatever that's, or second base.
Second base? So like up your shirt?
See, I'll take it a step further. If that's first base, I mean, I'll allow some heavy petting.
Heavy petting?
What a weird thing to call it, right?
I don't like that.
Do you remember in middle school when
somebody would get
busted with a heavy petting? And you're like, ew.
Like over the pants, heavy pet?
Heavy petting is generally
like making out
under the shirt, but over the bra, you know? Otherwise, I think you're just fondling.
I still don't know what third base is. I don't know. That one was...
Third base is everything except for sex.
That's everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything?
With the mouth. Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah. I guess home base is sex.
Yeah, yeah. That's getting
triples all the time. All right.
No, imagine when we were young, though. Like, you would be...
Got those ribs removed, huh?
Yes, I did.
We would be at roller rinks, and we'd be at middle school. Wherever we could, like, make out with somebody.
Right, yeah.
We would. But now, as adults, think about, like, if you run across, like, a teenager who's making out... anywhere. How disgusting is that?
Yeah.
It's
really gross.
Just like, because the skin's all oily.
Oh.
Yeah, acne. And just
smelly breath, probably.
It's just awful.
Braces being locked together.
Oh, like, my gosh. The horror.
I feel so bad for our teachers from back then, man.
Yeah. So Uber, speaking of drinking and old fashions, they want to get you drunk. Uber has acquired an alcohol delivery app called Drizzly for $1.1 billion. What?
Don't use them.
I've never even heard of Drizzly, and Uber sucks.
If they allow liquor delivery in your city, just call your local liquor store and give the money directly to them.
So Total Wine, for example, which is, you know, in most parts
of
the country.
It's one of the bigger brands.
They do it themselves.
Sure.
Yeah. I've used it a handful of times during, you know, this past year when the lockdown was going on.
But
great.
Can you get it at 1 o'clock in the morning whenever you're trying to re-up?
No. If I'm trying to re-up at 1 o'clock in the morning, like...
You are an adult.
I know.
You need to have a stockpile of booze.
Like, you're allowed to have a liquor cabinet.
Yes.
I know. We have one. But sometimes you run out unexpectedly.
Just
sometimes
go to bed.
Sometimes you accidentally get tipsy.
Yeah.
Ian.
Just go. I know my limit. I know my limits.
Do you?
No.
Do you?
No.
And I keep pushing them farther and farther.
I feel like as an adult, you should never be in a situation where you're like, we're out of liquor. We're out of booze.
No, but like, it's like you're out of the thing that you specifically were drinking. You had excess of other stuff.
That is your punishment for not preparing. You have to drink the bad booze. Like, all right, we're out of everything. Go ahead and break out the peach schnapps.
No, the Saint Germain.
Ugh.
Your wife. We bought a bottle of that at my house for your wife, and then she never even drank it. So there's just a bottle.
Well, that's
of Saint Germain.
That's a cordial that you're just supposed to use like a little bit of.
What the heck is Saint Germain?
I don't know.
You've heard
a nice
of Saint Germain?
Yeah. No, I like Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, yeah, it was made by Jermaine Dupri. Of course.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have a theory. Never trust a super attractive doctor. I like my doctors ugly as hell, to be honest. Looks and style, too. If my doctor isn't wearing some generic dad or mom shoes, I'm not seeing them.
Message deleted.
So, I mean, your sister-in-law is a doctor, specifically a surgeon.
Yep.
How hot is
she? She's an attractive woman.
She's gorgeous.
One of your other good friends, a doctor of pharmacy.
Yep.
Good-looking guy.
Very good-looking guy, yep. His girlfriend, she is also a pharmacist, and she is super good-looking, too.
She's way too hot for him, and he's good-looking.
Yeah.
I feel like the exact opposite.
Sorry,
if you don't take care of yourself, though, if you don't take care of yourself, and I walk in and you're a doctor trying to tell me how to take care of myself.
It's kind of like the guy, the Atkins guy who was super fat and he was telling everyone to do the Atkins diet.
Wait, hold up.
See, I don't trust a fat trainer. I'll trust a fat doctor.
I'll trust a fat cook like that. You have to be fat.
And if you are a chef, like, and you're in there cooking, like, there's no, like, you are like sweating and moving. Like, there's like, if you put a Fitbit or an Apple Watch and counted steps of somebody working in a kitchen, like, who's not just like overseeing it, they're working their ass off. Like, you sweat out like pounds every night being near the grill.
Audrey, is that true? What you just
put in the chat?
In the chat?
Yeah.
You said I had a fat doctor tell me to pray my anxiety away?
Yeah.
What kind of
doctor was that?
No, swear on my life. I walked in and I was I suffer from anxiety as much as a lot of people do. Pushed and pushed, trying to see if I would actually have an anxiety attack or a panic attack in front of him. And whenever I finally broke down, he was like, "Well, we need to have a discussion about how you need to start praying pray your anxiety away."
That is the dumbest thing I have heard.
Immersive therapy is generally
and did not medicate me. And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
I would be like,
first and last time
I'll report him to the authorities.
What if I wasn't in prayer? Like, what happens if I didn't pray to the same person as him? You know what I mean? Like, what an assumption.
Yeah, like, so I have to pray to your God. Got it. Okay, cool. For doctors,
can
though.
Can I just pray to Frank Zappa?
Can I pray to Guy Fieri?
Dark Lord, please relieve me of the stress, please.
Satan.
What if, for me, the doctor can't. I mean, they can be as attractive as they want to be, but I am more comfortable with somebody that's not too attractive because you have to tell them everything about you.
It just depends on what you're doing. Are they the family the practitioner where you got to go to get the
they don't do that anymore, by the way.
Wait, what?
They don't stick a finger in your.
No, I was talking about lead for your pencil.
Huh?
Lead for your pencil.
Lead for your pencil.
And
Viagra?
I'm just thinking,
oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
Just say Viagra.
You can just say Viagra. You don't have to say lead for your pencil. Who says lead for your pencil? I've never heard that before. No one says that.
Is it like a mechanical pencil?
Yes. I understand. Viagra
is called lead for your pencil?
Well, it's, no. You
it's not going to work unless you got the lead in it.
Yeah.
Got to get the lead out.
Yes.
Why do I feel like I'm listening to a classic rock station?
Yeah, I know.
You're about to do a two for Tuesday with Led Zeppelin.
I wish we were on some classic rock stations.
I'm not going to text into the Yo Dummy text line Monday morning and brag that I'm taking the day off. I'm going to let you know right now that I'm taking Monday off after the Super Bowl, and I highly suggest that you guys do too. You have enough time to set it up, and if I know correctly, the vacation time, sick time, personal time off, whatever, set it up and enjoy the day and not come into Monday hurting.
Message deleted.
I feel like out of all of the days of the year, the Monday after the Super Bowl is probably the hardest day to get away with faking an illness.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm sick. They're like, are you?
Really?
Are you, though?
But
you
I mean, sure I can that? Do whatever I want with my days.
Mm-mm. Sure. Nope, 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 nope.
No,
we're
no.
all going to judge you. We're like, Audrey got hammered on peach schnapps again.
Call like that, like HIPAA violation or whatever, you know, trying to figure out what's going on with you. Over here violating
hippopotamus.
What happens if I like tripped and fell and broke my leg on Sunday?
And then you're okay on Tuesday?
I'll come in with crutches.
I just don't feel like I'm drinking like crazy amounts anymore during the Super Bowl. Like I feel like
you don't feel like what?
I'm going to drink crazy amounts during the Super Bowl. I haven't done that in years. I don't feel like that's like I'm not gonna because you know why? I don't want to roll into work on Monday hungover.
That's the worst.
Fridays and Saturdays are for, you know, like, if I get drunk on Friday I'm still Saturday, probably going to be hurting on Monday.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl is a special occasion. I mean, I feel like getting drunk during
special.
The Super Bowl.
It's I mean, if your special. Team is in it, like, I could understand Mahoney getting rowdy. But, like, or if you're betting, I guess, because you're, like, a gambling man, Dave. Yeah. So, I mean, like, sure, like, whatever.
Yeah,
but, like,
or
for,
it's
like,
just a Sunday and everyone else is drinking and there's a football
but
game
But you're
going
to get to the point
Leave me alone.
So
I want to get drunk.
No, no.
Sit here and chastise me.
All of a sudden, it's no more Dry January and Dave's talking about getting lit.
Hell yeah, man. Waiting for this.
Oh, how the turn's table.
Please leave a
Dave's
message
got to get it in
because
his wife's going to get pregnant again at some point, and then he's not going to be able to drink for like 8 months.
No, I don't take off the pregnancy.
I thought you did that. Was that just with the first one?
Was that the first? Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
So you stopped that?
Oh, yes. God. He was like, nope, not going to do that again. Sorry, honey.
I realized.
You're like in solidarity with your wife.
No.
You were drinking.
I realized that. The best part of having a pregnant wife is that you also have a designated driver everywhere you go.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So you're going to get drunk and then make your pregnant wife drive you around?
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm going to pay for the kid.
Please leave a message after the tone.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Discuss.
Message deleted.
Are we playing Cover Your Ears right now? Is that what's...
That was beautiful.
Was that that's like, what, thank you? What was that from, Ian?
That is the, I believe, the
Golden Girls. Yeah.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Betty White just heard that and died.
Oh, Dave.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
Live forever.
No, she's like, I've had enough.
I'm
out after that.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the Morgan Wallen blowback continues. If you're not familiar with who he is, he's a country artist. He was in trouble not too long ago when he was supposed to perform on Saturday Night Live. He was making out with a bunch of people at a party at University of Alabama during, you know, all the COVID thing, making out with a bunch of strangers on camera. Not a great decision. Well, now not a bad decision, but maybe a revelation of character. He was caught, and this also tells you something about his relationship with his neighbor. So he was caught dropping the N-word.
Yep.
On camera, and you're like, well, how was he caught on camera? He was outside of his house, and I don't know for sure, but it seemed with the way that he was talking, acting, and the hour of the day that it happened, that he was probably hammered, and he was talking about handling somebody and, like, kicking his ass, but then he drops the N-word. And you're like, how did all this get filmed and him not know it? It was his neighbor's security camera.
No, there was this... Ring doorbell,
right?
But then also they were filming from the inside.
Yeah, there were two
so this wasn't even the Ring doorbell. This was them filming.
The audio came from the Ring doorbell,
Got it. So his neighbors.
That's a little creepy, though.
But also his neighbors hate him.
His neighbors must hate him.
Yeah, because
obviously
I would too.
Yeah, well, and they just burned down his career, right?
Living next to you. Yeah, I'd probably sell that stuff to TMZ as well.
So he's been dropped by everyone. Every radio station in the country is like, yeah, we done.
CMT has dropped him.
His record label they haven't dropped him, but they have suspended his contract, which is a way of saying like, hey, we're going to see if this blows over, but it might not.
Well, they said indefinitely.
Yeah, well, but that means that they're going to see if it blows over or not. He's obviously still a huge star. My guess is that he'll probably find a way back to some degree, but will he ever be the huge superstar that he was on the verge of being?
I think
this could be a career killer to a degree.
I think I would disagree with you on that.
Not in the country world, very unfortunately. Yeah. And I feel like this is the conversation we need to be having right now, is the reaction and the support in the country world.
Oh, really? I haven't seen
the
any
fans.
Of that.
And on, if you even just go to any like country radio stations, their post on their Facebook, the comment section is
gross.
Disgusting. And
so
the fact
gross.
that, I mean, that this is hate speech, And the racist remarks coming from some of these fans in support of Morgan whenever he's outright saying he's backpedaling. We understand that. He's saving face. But the fact that he's saying what I did was wrong and people are like, brother, don't you worry about what you said. We're standing behind you is gross. Yeah.
Hey, it's not okay to be a dumb racist ever. It's 2021.
Especially
be
after the entirety of 2020 alone. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we still have people who are out here posting the fact that they just bought in support of Morgan Wallen, bought his whole set, his whole CD set from Amazon and just blasting it all over
there's
Twitter.
There's a country artist.
Gross.
Her name is Mickey Guyton.
Yes.
And she is...
She's on the cover of everywhere right now.
Like,
I mean,
insanely beautiful woman, very talented. And
Black History Month is what
she has come out and said that, like, I have been called the most vile and horrible things because I am a black artist in the country world. And it just, like, that breaks my heart. Like, it's like, talent is talent. Like, it means, like I thought we were trying to figure this out years ago. And the fact that, like, these dumb racists feel empowered enough to
put this
out there.
It's not that the dumb racists exist because dumb racists are always going to exist.
But they are
empowered. They think they're right.
Yes.
That's what drives me nuts.
It's
you
because
think
they're
you're
in a
right.
hole. They're in their rural area hole. And I'm from the South. I'm from Alabama. I mean, I'm from, like, the sticks of Alabama. And I'll tell you right now, I grew up with people who were very much like these individuals that are blasting into the ether their racism and being talked back to in an echo chamber of other people who agree. It's like they go out to the gas stations where other people talk just like them, and they're in podunk areas, and people exist racists exist everywhere.
Did you guys see that video of that sheriff in Georgia that just had to resign because of what was recorded on the body cam? He was having a conversation with one of his officers and the stuff that they were saying. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Man.
And the fact that they just feel like they can get away with it and sometimes do, again, gross.
And there are country artists who are coming out against them.
Of course.
Maren Morris.
One of my friends who's deep in the country world hit me up and said that Maren Morris, Kelsey Ballerini said that he's done, but we will see.
Okay, but these are also very strong women in the country world as well who also were fighting against country stations when they were saying how they couldn't play multiple female artists in a row because it doesn't make sense for them to play.
If we can't agree that racism is bad.
Maren Morris and Kelsey Ballerini.
And that you support and you're actively out there supporting like dumb racists. Rethink what you're doing with your life.
Well, you're also a dumb racist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're actively supporting a dumb racist, you're a dumb racist.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, it's really unfortunate that this is how he got though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because whenever we hear anything
bad
about
things
people,
happen to bad people, and I'm glad that it catches up to them. You know what I mean? In 2021, there's cameras everywhere, and if you're walking around with your stupid mullet saying things like that, and you get busted, nobody should have sympathy on you.
Nope.
It's who you are. It got revealed. Good. Deal with it, Morgan, you bitch.
Deal with the consequences.
Dave and Mahoney. Back with more. Thanks to the 2-Minute Promise. Never playing more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time is what we do. Alt 107.5.
Man, I knew that we were going to get some interesting stories today about finding money and losing money, but we are off to the races here. Rand Dizzle said, I worked at a bank and found $10,000 in the trash, and there were no cameras. I gave it back to the teller. I also found $1,000 on the floor in the vault and gave that back to the teller as well. Randezzo, what are you doing, man?
In the trash.
If you found $10,000 in the trash look around.
Bro.
Oh, what? That was totally a drop.
It's his job.
Oh, I thought you said it was a drop.
He said, I worked at a bank. If you find $10,000 in the trash.
Who put that there?
I don't know.
That's not a coincidence.
Why do they have cameras back there? I mean, you guys aren't so rich that you've accidentally thrown away 10 G's before?
Not outside of a bank.
I usually set it on fire.
That is against the law, yeah.
Well, I'm so rich that I could break the law.
Oh, man, this is something. Jen said, my mom found $100 at a station casino, looked around and saw no one was looking, so she pocketed it. Security got her on the way out to her car and gave her a lifelong ban from the casino group. It was only $100. Is that against the rules? Like, if you find $100 on the floor? If I find $100 on the floor at a casino, I'm picking it up and putting it into a machine or into my pocket.
Immediately.
What are you talking about? How's that against the rules? How's that against the rules?
Who am I going to give it to? It's not your money either.
Security
going to
hunt that person down? It's strange.
This one's pretty cool. Clown said, one day I was cleaning up the closet, folding pants, went through the pockets altogether, found $170 in my pockets.
Okay, dude. So this happened to me too, post-bartending. You know, whenever you're like leaving for the night, you just like put your cash in your pocket or whatever. And this was whenever I was in transition of moving from Lexington, Kentucky, out west. And I was like, you know what? I, for whatever reason, was just like putting away some clothes and wanted to get out one of my Kentucky jackets,
sure.
One that I had worn during one of the games.
Basketball game, sure, yeah.
And which meant it was probably going to be a good shift. I found like $400 in my pocket, and it was right whenever I was like at the poorest of my move.
Oh,
like,
man,
whenever
that
you're
is,
like
yeah.
Former landlord just like totally takes away all of your cash. I was like $400. I wept.
That is huge. That's huge.
I was so
not as big as this one though from Ellie, because it happened when she was a kid. When I was 11. I found a $100 bill on the ground in the arcade at Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, hell.
I played so many games and bought so much garbage.
I mean, that is like winning the like mega bucks.
$100 when you're 11 years old.
Like all video games?
Ooh.
You're not like, that is, think about that. What, at four quarters? That's 400 games.
Oof.
400.
Roger said, $40 in the Denver airport by the check-in. Bought two drinks at the bar while waiting for my flight.
Now you're on weird Denver airport list.
You're cursed, yeah.
Yeah, man. They're going to take you down to the alien area in the basement.
I miss whenever you could drink in airports.
Nico said, went to a Buffalo Bills casino near the Nevada-California state line with my family as a kid to ride the roller coaster. We were in the parking lot walking up to the establishment. Hell yeah, it's janky. He said, as I was looking up towards the ride, I saw money raining down. 10s, 20s, and 50s started slowly falling down on us. There were several families scrambling around trying to catch it, pick it all up. That was a good day.
How did so I guess somebody just had a whole bunch of money in their pocket?
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, but yeah, I wouldn't take my chance on that roller coaster. I don't even know if it runs anymore.
I've been on it once and it was rickety as hell.
Yeah. It was like 15 years ago that I rode that thing.
Maria said I just found $20 in an old purse. That was awesome.
I mean, any amount of surprise money.
A $20 in a coat is like, that is
You guys have all been beautiful. There before. You go out for the evening and you reach into your pocket the next morning and it feels like money, but you pull it out it's all ATM receipts and bar receipts and stuff.
Oh, man.
But the best is when you reach in and you expect that, and then you do pull out a wad of cash. You're like, hell yeah, look at me go.
This one came through from our friend Warren, twitch.tv/David Mahoney. He said, in the 90s, I found a quarter in Caesar's Palace. I put in a slot machine and won $400.
What? Off a single quarter?
Of a quarter.
You're kidding me.
You got a bet max?
You've got.
What are you talking about?
You probably would have hit the jackpot had you put in all the quarters. Because there's nothing worse than hitting like something big when it's only one credit in there.
Dang. And you could have won so much more.
No said, I lost $800 at a strip club for the life of me. I cannot remember what happened to it.
Convenience. Yeah. Convenience. You just don't know where the money went, huh?
Candy does. Travis said, I found $500 in a Walmart parking lot. As I was walking to the entrance, a woman was standing there crying about how she'd lost her grocery money. So me being the nice guy that I am, I gave her $40 to help out.
My man. I would have done the same thing.
Here's an interesting one. This one comes to us from Hey, It's Jay. He said, when I was 18, I learned my lesson so hard, found $400 on the ground of a parking lot and didn't turn it in. Karma bit me in the ass. 2 days later, I got pulled over, and the ticket was exactly $400. From that day forward, I return any money that I find that's more than
$5. Holy moly, man. Karma.
My wife's the same way, though. Like, I'm like, if I found if we're talking like a Fargo suitcase of money just were around nobody out on the side of the road, I would 100% keep it.
For
my
sure.
My wife was like,
sure.
I would turn it in. I'm like, then the cops are just going to keep it.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I'll take my chance.
Better us. At least we can like pay for like a cruise or something.
If I find any amount of money, even if it says like property of David Mahoney and y'all don't even know about it, I'm taking it. It's my money now.
If I knew whose money
it was,
I would turn it back to them.
If it's like $10,000 out in like the desert.
I just checked my pocket to make sure my wallet was still in there. We're working with a klepto over here. Carly said 20 years ago, my mom bought a chair at a garage sale. The house had them, this house had them every weekend because they'd buy things and then resell them. Well, she decided to reupholster the chair, found an old bank envelope with $9,000 in it.
Wow.
She held on to the money for months, checking to see if there were any ads posted for the lost money. She never returned to the garage sale house because they were constantly just reselling old furniture. So she thought the chair probably wasn't even theirs. Took a cruise with the whole family using that money.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Hell yeah. That's what I would do.
If I buy an old-ass chair and I find $9,000 in it, there is 0% chance you were getting that money back.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
You sold me the chair.
Unless it's like a nice old lady.
No,
that's the chair's money.
Screw that old lady. I'm going on a cruise.
She already forgot that she'd sewn it into the chair years ago. Yeah. Come on, man.
You guys are mean.
Yes.
Me and $9,000 richer.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So Rand, who talked to us earlier about finding all that money in the bank when he was working there and returning it, has the flip side for us, only it happened to him. I saved up $130 all year to buy myself goalie pads when I was 8 years old.
Goalie pads are not cheap.
I put the money in my front pocket. We went to Toys R Us. When we got to checkout, my money was gone. I was devastated, and we had to put them back. My grandma had me do chores for a week and then ended up buying them for me.
Well, that's a nice grandma to do that. Fiddle Rock said, when I found a PSP, which is a video game system, when I was 12 years old with two games and it wouldn't play, I looked inside the cartridge and found $200, sold the PSP, and bought the Lego Millennium Falcon. Best purchase ever as a kid. And I will say this, if you're ever at a garage sale and you buy like an old Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, whatever it may be, always look in the battery cartridge, or area where you can like pop it open in the back, because every pothead, for whatever reason, always is like, I'm gonna put my money there.
Best hiding spot ever. If your house was
getting robbed in the 90s or in the early 2000s, they were gonna steal your video game system with
every
all your
time.
Money.
Every
I never
time.
Understood that move.
Todd joining us this morning. What's up, Todd? How you doing, man?
Hey guys, doing good. I'm coming from Vegas. Hey, so my wife's grandmother was a hoarder, and she would fill up the house, but she was rich. Her grandfather was rich. He owned a realtor business, and so she would have him buy a new house for her when she'd fill up one. And when she got dementia, and when she got to the point where she couldn't take care of herself, they put her in a home. So the family was going through and cleaning out the houses, and they noticed and magazines and stuff, all of a sudden cash and checks would start falling out of them. So they had to go back through the dumpsters, pull all the books and magazines out, and go page by page. And they found $1,500 that she had stashed in between pages of books.
Man, old people love hiding money in random places like that.
Once you found that, though, I know that you guys are so meticulous checking everywhere
Everything.
Else. Like, if she had multiple homes that she hoarded, I would have been going through, like, her, like, anything.
Every page of every book.
Every book.
Yes.
Every magazine,
they had to go back to the dumpsters. They had to go back to the dumpsters and go back and check.
Oh, I'm sure.
Stuff that they'd already thrown out.
But for $1,500, that's a pretty good day of dumpster diving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, Todd. I appreciate you, man. This one got texted over to us, 833-YO-DUMMY. I found $18,600 and a pair of Jordans inside of a safe at the Cosmopolitan when a Lebanese high roller left in a hurry. Fat bastard did not even tip me when I caught up with him and returned it all.
Wow.
Man, that's brutal.
Who puts Jordans in a safe? Like, I love me some Jordans, but in a safe?
Do Jordans, do they have, like, exclusive
There's some that are worth money, like, you know, but I mean.
I mean, so Ricky
said. If you
got
a pair of, like, the OG Chicago Jordan 1s, those are worth, like, you know, $10,000, $15,000. But that's, like, you know, those shoes are 30-plus years old now.
Yeah, Ricky said, I worked security at the World Series of Poker a couple of years ago. I found a backpack with $40,000 in it.
Wow.
Got it back to the owner. No finder's fee.
Oh, what? Man.
I'm with
Who
you, Ian.
Give a finder's
it's
fee?
10%. It's 10%.
At least 10%.
You find $1,000, you get $100.
Yep.
I mean, $4,000 might be a little steep for $40,000.
I would say a G.
$1,000, though.
$500. If you
lost 40 grand in cash and somebody brings it back to you full, you can't bust off $1,000 for them.
That guy lost so far, you know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's the World Series of Poker. I mean, he could be pretty deep in.
I think that a conversation we're not having here is the fact that people are so forgetful and losing their money all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, who just loses $40,000? How is that not strapped to your
body?
So
I had like $25,000 in cash on me at one time.
After you won that big bet.
Yeah.
That we weren't supposed to talk about because your wife would get mad. Yeah. Sorry. But we already did. So
we already did.
Might as well go.
So I had, you know, and I'm going straight from the casino to the bank. And I'm like, there was at no point when I'm carrying, I mean, maybe it's because I'm, you know, that's a boatload. I mean, literally, I could buy a boat with like
You could walk to Bass Pro Shops, which is attached to that particular casino, and buy a boat.
Not a great boat, but a boat. I could buy a boat with that money. But like, that's a boatload of money for me. So it's like, never once did it even leave my sight.
Right.
Like, even when I was in the car, my hand was on it in the separate seat. Just like, okay, you're right here. You're right here.
Did you buckle it in too?
I didn't.
Shut up. Natalie said, a couple years ago, New Year's Eve, I found $200 cash in the middle of the street just chilling. Bought myself a cute fuzzy jacket to match my outfit that I wore to the club that night. LOL.
Of course.
I mean, just in the middle of the street, that's fine, right? Middle of street money is fine.
Man, almost anywhere for me is fine.
I mean, I'm not kidding. If I found money right outside
what if it
by
had
one of your all's cars, I'd ask, but like quietly.
If Mahoney was laying in the middle of the street unconscious and there was like 50 bucks on top of him, I would just take the 50
Take
bucks.
The 50 and yeah. run.
Just leave him laying there.
Watch the David Mahoney Show live every morning on twitch.tv/David Mahoney.
All right, so for real, what would you do if you found a whole bunch of money on the ground? Would you just keep it? Audrey has already made very clear her position on this. She absolutely
would.
I'll
steal from your pockets right now.
And I ain't mad at you. John said, I went to an ATM to deposit some cash. And it just ate it without reflecting it in my account.
Oh, no.
Went inside, told customer service that I lost $300 using the ATM. A week later, they credited me $2,200, and I got a letter of apology as well for the inconvenience it caused. To which Donna responded, where do you bank at? And he said, I changed banks a few months later because I got so paranoid. I mean, what? If you got an extra $1,900, I'd be like, see you
I don't
later.
Know, man.
It's customer
like,
service.
There's people who, like, there was somebody else who said they got $1 million wired into their friend's account.
Yeah, so
that's. By accident.
Yeah, so
if you spend a single dollar of that,
they come at you.
Stacy said my friend's BFF had $1 million wired into his bank account. It was a mistake by the person entering the wrong SWIFT code. It was the sale of a corporation. But, yeah. It's not like if the money hits your account and that's a mistake, it's free money and you can go spend it. Because we've heard many stories like that over the years where people will think, oh, this money's in my account, I can just do whatever you want. No, that's still theft. And they'll come after you because, as it turns out, they tend to do due diligence when it's a mistaken million-dollar transfer.
I would take out $1 million cash, change my name.
Change
Can't find
name.
Me. Okay. Banks. Try and find me, banks.
Okay.
I mean, what would you do? Would you at least attempt?
I wouldn't do
would
anything
try?
With it.
No, you just Nothing. Go... Man.
I would take a picture of it and then just go to like the bars and like show off to all the chicks. Like, hey, you know, look at my bank account.
No, you need to do the opposite. Show the real account number. You know, like I got $8 in here. You know, I'm not buying you drinks tonight. Sorry. But we can still hook up if you want.
We'll be the head of the bar.
Misty said accidentally dropped off our $900 rent payment at the wrong house in the mailbox. Oh, thankfully, they were elderly and very nice. I was able to get it back. And no longer responsible for paying rent double that month.
Screw landlords who make you go to their house to drop off rent.
It's because they're not claiming the money. That's why. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're not. So you know what you should do? You're like, yeah, hey, IRS, I've been paying this guy $1,000 a month for like 3 years. I know he's not claiming that ish on his taxes.
Deanna said like I found a bank envelope and there was 25 $100 bills inside. Score,
wow.
$2,500.
So
I was trying to do that math.
I had somebody's account. I pulled up to an ATM, like a Bank of America ATM, and I pulled up. This is before they like suck the cards back in.
Happen a couple of times where the card's still in and it's like, you want to make another transaction?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to check this balance, just see what's up.
No, you don't.
No, I ejected the card and then walked inside.
But like, they've kind of like fixed that over the years with the software. But back
it depends how fast you pull off, right? Because if you have your card in there, they now give you the card back before they give you the cash because they realize that a lot of people, as soon as they got the cash, their brains would just freak out and they'd just drive off.
Yeah.
So now they give you the card back first. But that's happened a couple of times to me. Did that happen to you as well?
Well, it was somebody else's card. I got I had access to their account. They just left and I'm like, eject and then like drove after them because I felt like, I'm like, oh, it must suck to lose
your card.
It was easier to get your card back. So I'm like honking and like trying to like get them to like pull over, and they finally do after like 2 miles. And meanwhile, I still hadn't gotten my cash, and I give them back their card. They didn't even say thank you. They're like, oh. I'm like,
they didn't say thank you?
Just, oh.
That's the equivalent of holding the door open for someone and not even getting a thank you.
Yeah, they should have held a parade for you, man.
Yeah.
2 miles.
You deserve 2 miles. Two whole miles.
And I gave up my spot. I gave up my spot in that ATM line.
Bodhi, you actually are very kind whenever it comes to strangers.
Yeah,
and I feel like this is something that might alarm a lot of people, but you really do go above and beyond for strangers.
Yes, people I know I don't care about. But if I don't know you, I'm go above and beyond.
Like, what was her name? Wanda? And her futon?
Yes. There was a company that was trying to deliver furniture to this poor woman named Wanda in San Diego, and they got my number instead of hers, and so I kept getting all these, like, texts and stuff, and they're like, we need you to respond now or we're not delivered, and I'm like,
call the place up. I'm like, hey, you got the wrong number, but I want Wanda to get her futon delivered, because my guess is she's probably taking the day off of work to get the delivery. And I was on hold for like an hour with
them. Man, you could have made away with the free futon.
I would feel really bad sleeping on an ill-gotten futon.
Whitney said, an ill-gotten futon. Man, you foreclosed on a couch. What are you talking about? You're so full of it. Whitney said, I returned to San Francisco Airport after teaching English in Korea. I lost my wallet, $300 cash inside. I had no idea at what point on my trip home I could have lost it. A few days later, my old roommate sent me a message on Facebook asking if I was okay because a police officer had come by my old apartment looking for me. They had my wallet and my license had my address from before I had moved. My dad took me to the airport to pick up my wallet. I couldn't believe it. All the cash was still in it. Somebody had seen it on the top of a payphone, turned it into security, cash and all. So I went through multiple people. The person that found it, security, cop, cash still inside. Good for you. Good story.
That is, thank goodness for good people, man. Unlike all of us.
And then this one got texted over. In sixth grade, as we left our mariachi class, this kid left his wallet behind. I took it, found $40, and kept it. And we have some live audio from that.
Where did he go to school that there was a mariachi class? Because that was not offered in Missouri, unfortunately. Because I would have signed up for mariachi class all day, every day.
Doesn't that sound awesome?
Yeah.
Like, hold on, here's $40. Yep, I'm keeping it. Come on, hit.
There we go.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Mahoney, you are doing a healthier, meaning that you're not doing fast food
at all. I have not eaten fast food in 2021 yet, or haven't eaten out at all.
Do you feel like that gives you a competitive disadvantage, considering that you're getting a little rusty here?
Yeah, Dave, I feel like my game's not where it used to be, man. I used to be in fried chicken places. I used to be in those fried chicken tender places all the time, getting me the double quarter pounder at McDonald's. That's hot, juicy.
Look at
now, I'm just floundering, fast foodless. In 2021.
You don't get any of the fast food, but you also don't get any of the fast food freakouts, which are a very real part of going to a fast food restaurant. So what you're about to hear, these are all real meltdowns that have happened at different fast food establishments. And you guys are trying to figure out which fast food establishment that the freakout happened in. And there's many times little clues in the audio. Sometimes it's just the echo of the room. Other times it's the fryer dinging in the background. Sometimes I'll actually even say the name of the place. You just have to listen closely. So I'm going to give you the setup. I'm going to play you the audio. Then you guys are going to get multiple choice. Feel free to ring in by saying your name whenever you think you know the correct answer. Whoever gets more correct out of three is going to be our winner today. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Number one. This is a woman bringing her teenage son's food back because she is upset with the quality of the food. Let's have a listen.
Please leave your store. No, I would like here. I paid $8 for that. So I would like a four-piece. No, actually, I would like a gift card because I don't know what you're going to do to the food. Which way do you want to handle this? I don't want your food, and I will never come here again.
Can you imagine sacrificing?
That sounded like a disappointed mom. I mean, it was a disappointed mom, but she was talking to them like a disappointed mom.
But I mean, they also offered her a gift card, to which she said no because I don't know.
She asked for a gift card because she didn't know what they were going to do to the food.
Oh, as opposed to replacing the food.
I mean, I don't hate that move.
All right. Of course you don't. That sounded very Karen-esque. Of course you're going to gravitate towards it. I don't know why, but let's just say that I hope you don't sit courtside near LeBron James anytime soon. Was that A, a Popeyes, B, a KFC, or C, a White Castle? Mahoney first.
That is a KFC.
Four-piece. He heard it. He got it.
Well, no, because if it was a Popeyes, they would have said, bitch, and slapped her.
I will whip your ass right now, lady.
It would have been as calm as it was inside of that KFC.
Yeah, the biggest mistake you can ever make in life is going into a Popeyes thinking you're going to be the one
to
cause trouble.
They're going to whip your ass.
They come
prepared.
And
you had it coming. You should know better.
The only place that you should not start any ish, more so than a Popeyes, is a Waffle House.
The guy, he will beat your ass while holding the spatula.
And he still has a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
But it's got an ash that's 3 inches long.
3 inches long. Yep. And he'll whoop your ass and it'll still be on there. All right, Mahoney. You can win it right here if you just get the second one right. Audrey?
Yes.
Focus. Okay. You're messing with your watch.
Gosh, this guy is hating on my pull-ups. I'm so mad.
Focus.
Okay.
Number two. This is a woman irate over the freshness of her fries. Here we go.
You're yelling at everyone.
I'm not yelling. I'm half deaf. But I'm just saying, look, how come my fries ain't like the employee sitting down on his break? I am calm. Now, I don't want my tacos. I want a refund. This is not right. How come my fries is all nasty? My fries is nasty. I'm not yelling at you, ma'am, but this is ridiculous. I asked for fresh fries. I feel like I got to have a diarrhea. I feel like I got to
Oh, my God. I love her so much. Was that an El Pollo Loco, a Rally's, or a Del Taco?
Audrey.
Mahoney got in first.
That is a Del Taco.
For the win, you did.
Still the king.
I ain't lost a step yet.
Still the king.
We'd just have to revisit.
I'm not yelling at you, ma'am, but this is ridiculous. I asked for fresh fries. I feel like I gotta have a diarrhea. I feel like I gotta
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So can you get COVID-19 twice? That is the question. The answer is yes. In fact, I've had a couple of friends. I don't know if you guys have known anyone personally. I saw a friend who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, just 2 days ago post that he is living proof that you can get COVID twice.
Huh. Is he doing all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. But still, I mean, sucks, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know,
quarantining, doing the whole thing all over again.
Well, also, you don't know how it's going to hit you.
Well, and the loss of taste and smell. I mean, we've heard many stories about people.
We did.
Well, I mean, it's not just losing it. Some people never get it back,
yeah.
At least so far. And Audrey, you're holding up a Sprite right
it
now.
Still
Why?
Tastes funky.
It still does.
And I got had COVID in June.
June.
That's why I should have went with 7-Up.
Man, we didn't have it in the...
Do you remember Spot, the 7-Up mascot? It was like the dot who wore sunglasses was cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why haven't they brought him back yet?
I feel like is there any sodas that still have mascots?
I mean, Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper is a little sweet. Which is.
But is that like a mascot or is he just a fan? I feel like he's just a fan.
I feel like he's a mascot.
Does Coca-Cola still use the polar bears?
Around Christmas,
around
I guess.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But besides that, no.
What did Max Headroom? Like
Sprite
he was.
Has Drake.
I don't think that counts. I think that's just an endorsement.
They're paying him lots of money for him to.
Is that really Drake,
drink
or is that just a guy dressed up like Drake? So, a new study shows that when it comes to getting COVID-19 twice, researchers at Mount Sinai have been following a population of Marine recruits for months and say their results show the chance of reinfection may be higher than previously thought. A new study finds people who recovered from COVID face a 20% risk of reinfection. So it's not the same as if you've never had it before. You can go out and, you know, you have 100% chance of getting it.
Yeah.
You know, it's
you've
20%.
You've got the antibodies now.
Right.
But so hopefully
still very
it will
possible.
Be, it will be less severe than the time before. But, like,
we all know a 20%er, if you're playing against somebody in poker and they have a 20% out, they're going to hit it every time.
Of course they're going to hit
every
it.
Every time, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. So a man offers $5,000 reward to recover a stolen monkey stuffed animal. A dude invited a couple of women to his apartment that he had just met in Miami. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They drugged him and stole his luxury watches and two priceless brown monkey stuffed animals. He said one of the stuffed animals has been in this family for more than 2 decades, and the other was a gift from his ex. His Rolex and other watch,
probably was a
off-brand. Off-brand.
Are both worth $125,000. So this guy, I mean, they were definitely hookers, right?
For sure.
For sure.
You don't just invite met him. Several young ladies who you don't know back to your
that
apartment.
Have the capability of drugging you and stealing all of your stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now he's offering $5,000 cash in order to get the stuffed monkeys back.
Not his Rolexes?
Rolexes.
Not the Rolex. I don't know.
He got Rolex, that's for sure. You think it's one of those little symbol monkey? You know I'm talking about that was always the creepy
yes.
ass?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have one of those? I had one of those.
You did?
Yeah.
No, I never.
Did? When were you born?
81
in Russia? Like what are you talking about?
That's very like
Russian
popular
in America. What are you talking about? In what world do you guys live? You don't know anything about the 80s.
It was a prominent character in the movie Poltergeist. You guys don't remember before the clown came out of the bottom of the bed?
Nope.
No, really? Okay.
Not really. I think I watched Poltergeist halfway through.
I love me some Craig T. Nelson.
And some monkeys playing cymbals.
He was the poltergeist dad, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah, forgot
Dude,
about that.
Like then anytime there would be static on a television, freak me the hell out.
Man, Craig T. Nelson was just the bootleg Kevin Costner. That's the role he fell
he
into.
Was.
You're always like, oh, is this Kevin Costner?
If he had more, if he had more hair,
yeah,
he would have. He it could have. What it
could have been his brother. Yeah. Dang
what
it.
Could have been
glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash.
Well, some good news. Michael Strahan is recovering from COVID,
good.
And he came out with one of these big, brilliant statements saying that I'm doing well. Just trying to rest as much as I can. Trying to hydrate. Trying to get my strength back and get back to work as soon as possible. I miss you guys. I miss work. For my own sanity, I got to get out of my house with all the protocols. You have to follow them. But guess what? You don't want COVID-19. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I think the half million dead Americans would probably indicate you do not want COVID-19.
And the millions who have experienced it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is a bad thing.
We can confirm.
The good news is that Michael Strahan is doing better.
I like Michael Strahan, so.
He does seem a little smarmy now.
Really? You think?
Yeah, he's kind of like Jonah Hill, like ever since he lost the weight.
The weight like day one. Just he kept the weight on for the NFL.
For the NFL, kind of. I don't know. It's just there's something about him.
I like Michael.
He seems kind of smarmy.
I always thought he was, I thought when he was on with Kelly Ripa, he was the better part.
Oh, I 100% agree.
I think that he would agree with that, too.
Yeah, that's
why
he went to Good Morning America.
Is that why you think that he's a little bit too big for his britches?
I feel like he kind of did Kelly dirty.
I don't think so.
He left that show without even telling her. Like, she found out through, a press release that he was leaving the show, which is a pretty crappy thing to do if you're
not very respectful of your co-host.
And arguably,
if you're not
her show.
If you're not friends.
It's her show.
Man.
It's her show.
No, it was Regis' show.
No, it was her show.
Actually, it was Kathy Lee's show. Then Regis' show, and then her show.
Right, but she is the one that has seniority.
Whatever, man.
He can't come in, steal all her shine, and then just leave without telling her.
He did, and got paid.
Survival of the
fittest,
man.
He did, and he did get paid.
That's right.
So just when you think that celebrity boxing can't get any dumber, they go and prove us wrong once again. You ready for this one? Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter.
Well,
Odom is going to destroy Aaron Carter.
We were talking about this.
Like, that's not even fair.
Yeah.
Like, Lamar Odom is he's like 6'6" and
he's
like
enormous.
250 pounds.
Huge reach,
this
too.
This is exhausting.
I want to watch this just to watch Aaron Carter get beat the hell up.
41 years old for Lamar Odom and 33 for Aaron Carter. It's going to happen at the Showboat Casino in Atlantic City.
I will watch the YouTube highlights of this one because
Lamar Odom is 6'10".
Oh, he's 6'10".
Yeah, he's 6'10". I mean, Carter's big too. He's 6'1", but 6'1" is nowhere near 6'10", right?
I mean,
I'm envisioning Aaron Carter like back in the days whenever he was just like balling with Shaq. Like he was like, no, not like 4'6".
With Lamar Odom doing all the drugs and the bootleg gas station boner pills that he did that gave him like a heart attack, he is still 10 times or 30 times the athlete that Aaron Carter is.
Yeah, well, Carter says that even though he's the underdog, he's going to whoop some ass because he, quote, grew up street fighting.
You can't even reach his face.
Yeah. You grew up street fighting. Your brother was a Backstreet Boy.
Yes. Relax on the you're tough
you
enough
the street
fighting.
You were on the Disney Channel. Yeah.
Yes.
We all saw that episode of Lizzie McGuire, Aaron. There's no way you're beating Lamar.
No way. And if you ever had a love triangle with Lizzie and Lohan, both of them, you don't have any street cred.
He caused
a
war between those
two.
The Tiger Beat War of 2002. Yeah,
What's more ridiculous, Aaron Carter pretending that he has street cred or Ja Rule pretending like he went to Harvard? Because Ja Rule, he didn't obviously go to Harvard, but he did get one of those certificates. The Harvard Business School online certificate program. and he's posting about how he completed it, which, again, good for you.
Good.
I think that Harvard's got to be pretty pissed, though. They're like, hold on. So we're handing out these certificates online, which are clearly just bootleg Harvard knockoff certificates. They're not a diploma. It's not a degree from Harvard.
You just completed a program, which means you just showed up.
He specialized in entrepreneurship skills, which is
pretty
bad considering he just rolled off the Fire Festival scandal. Ja Rule is bragging
As Dave Chappelle said, what's Ja got to say about this?
Who is Harvard more mad at? The fact that Ted Cruz is an alum or now Ja Rule is an alum?
Ja Rule still.
Ja Rule. Okay.
You think Ja Rule's worse?
But did he really?
No, I mean, yeah. But he didn't get an actual degree from there, and he's not an alum of Harvard. He got a Harvard Business School online certificate program. They're not cheap. They're like $50,000 still to get one of these, but it's not. You just get a certificate that says Harvard on it. It's just a way for them to fleece idiots like Ja Rule.
Okay, but whenever I'm going through, because I just want to figure this out. Every single headline is saying he completed his entrepreneurship certificate certification from Harvard.
Right,
so
which he did.
Which they're all. It's
they sold him. They sold him a certificate, a piece of paper for $50,000.
That's the headline I want.
Yes,
Ja Rule bought
a $50,000 certificate from Harvard.
Yeah,
it.
That's what I want.
Yes,
he did. So what did he do? Just fill out a form? That's what I think I'm confused.
You have to take a couple of classes or have somebody else take them for you if it's online.
Some sad news. Prince's Dove Divinity, who was in the When Doves Cry.
Is Dove dead?
She died. She was 28.
Dang.
Divinity, R.I.P. Rest in pigeon.
Because
doves are basically just white pigeons.
Do you release a bunch of other doves whenever a dove dies?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. What's your policy on getting roped into things you don't want to do? I have to go have dinner with my neighbors here across the street, and I really don't want to, but I don't have the ability to say no.
Message deleted.
Is it your significant other that roped you into it, or do you feel it's neighbors? An obligation because it's your neighbors?
Ugh. Sounds terrible.
Like, neighbors in general.
I actually have pretty good neighbors. I like my neighbors. I know both of them on like either side of me, and they're
it's
they're
not even
people.
About that. It's just the forced dinner thing.
But the reason I like them is because they would never
force, invite you to
force,
dinner.
Force yeah. me into something like that. Yeah. It's like, hey, let's smoke some cigars. Cool.
I don't think that I would ever even get the invite from my neighbors because they're that awful.
Well, your neighbors suck.
Yeah,
my neighbors
are
suck.
Crazy.
They've gotten to the point where now they're doing passive aggressive notes, not on anyone's car that belongs to us. They're now putting it on their back window for us to read so that we see it when we park behind them.
Also, that's a public street out there.
Yes.
They don't get to control who parks where.
No.
Bugger off.
Yes.
For real.
Leave me alone.
Don't park from my house.
But I mean, if there's one, I'm with you on that too. But I mean,
we don't, by the way.
No, I know
she
you
doesn't.
Don't. But
and
I'm
she's
just
parking,
saying
they're parking in front
you
of her
say
house.
Say it's a public street, which it is. But yeah. Don't park from my house.
Agreed.
I don't know
agreed.
You.
But yeah, the whole idea of you know having to go have forced dinners. I mean, if there's one giant silver lining to what's been going on this past year, it's that you have a built-in excuse always.
Oh, COVID, man. We're not
right.
Well, I mean, it's
you don't
not
want to
even
do
an excuse.
You don't want to do something. There you go.
Man, but you know what is fun if you have a good neighborhood and you live in a cul-de-sac? Block parties.
Man, my wife wants to live in a cul-de-sac so bad.
Oh,
and
it's
because
like the
of
best.
That.
Cul-de-sacs are the
well,
best.
Well, they're either the best or the worst.
The best or the worst, depending on your neighbors. If you have crappy neighbors in the cul-de-sac.
You got to have like a friend move into one of those houses
imagine if you have a cul-de-sac and everyone's down for those cool-ass block
except
parties where you can block it, except for that one.
Yep.
Except for that one person
one
who ruins everything.
Then we have it. The entire potluck is right in front of that person's house.
And that piece of garbage is me.
That's Mahoney.
I'm calling the cops.
You would.
I really hope John Mahoney gets better in rehab because maybe when he gets out and healthy, he'll actually be funny. I'm just saying.
Message deleted.
I think he called him John Mahoney. He's talking about John Mulaney, the comedian.
I love John Mulaney. He's one of my favorite. He's
like
one
Mahoney,
of my favorite comedians.
And you can't even sit here and say that he is not funny because he has one of the
four of the biggest Netflix
SNL,
specials. Yeah.
Big Mouth. That's right.
Well, no, that's Nick Kroll.
But he's a voice of it.
Is he? Oh, well, him and Nick Kroll are best friends.
Yeah. So he's a voice on there. I mean, he has amazing stand-ups, successful stand-ups.
And also, like, the dude admitted that he had a cocaine problem, and he's seeking help for it. Like, that
here we are being a hater.
That can't be easy.
And if I was in my 20s and I had a cool-ass gig traveling.
He's 30.
Oh, no. Didn't he say he had a coke problem a while ago?
He's had it for a long time.
He's had it for a long time. I mean, you start doing coke in your 20s, and you're this wildly successful guy, and you continue to be wildly successful while you have a cocaine problem. Like, and then he admits that he has a problem, and he's getting help about it, and everyone's dogging on the guy. Leave him alone, man.
He's 38, by the way.
I'm not
38?
Well, she looks great.
He looks pretty good for 38.
Yeah. I'm not sitting here justifying his coke problem, but, I mean, could you imagine getting up on stage trying to have that much energy for,
I would probably
multiple hours?
I mean, I know a bunch of people that have no talent in coke problems.
Yeah,
at least
true.
He's got a thing going for him.
Here's what's making news.
So this is a really sweet story. About true love. A woman decided to marry her true love. It just so happened to be herself. The woman is 35 years old. She married herself after breaking up with her boyfriend 4 months before her dream wedding date. Her name is Meg Taylor Morrison from Atlanta. Broke up with her boyfriend in June of last year, dashing her dream of tying the knot on Halloween. But her plans lived on. She ordered a custom-made wedding cake, chose the perfect dress, and picked out a diamond ring for herself. On the day itself, the life and business coach... She's a life and business coach. Said her vows to herself while looking in a mirror and then kissed her own reflection.
I love it.
Are you hating on this?
Yes.
A little bit?
Jesus Christ, Meg.
No, I'm
like
in on this because have we not seen...
Shut up.
Dave's never watched Sex and the City, so he doesn't know when Carrie throws a party for all
the... Wait, this isn't even an original idea, even worse?
Well, it kind of is. This is different because Carrie didn't marry herself. Mm-hmm. But how many baby showers, how many weddings did she give gifts to and never got anything in return?
Yep.
Then she threw a party for herself and got treated like the queen that she is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Is Jeremy,
and she's still too good for Mr. Big.
You guys being the Sex and the City experts here, Jeremy said, "God, you're such a Miranda." Is that in reference to me or to you?
Probably to Dave.
For me? I'm being the Miranda? Whatever that means. Whatever. Screw you, Jeremy. I think. Unless we're cool.
I mean, Dave, I think Dave would probably be...
I would be Charlotte. I'm just so...
No, you are not Charlotte.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd be Carrie?
I think Ian would be Carrie.
Oh, thank you.
You think Ian would be Carrie? No.
Personality-wise.
Personality-wise?
I think I'm better looking.
Better looking than who?
Carrie, who plays Carrie again?
You think? You think you're better looking than...
Yeah, I'm way better looking than
you. Think
Sarah
Matthew Broderick would sleep with you?
Yeah, and then he'd really? Probably murder me right after, too, and
yeah,
get away
probably.
With it.
He was Ferris Bueller. How dare you slay...
He did one good movie. Name another good Matthew Broderick movie.
War Games?
Oh, and Glory, too. Okay, anyways. Right. Yeah,
the
no, I would be Carrie.
There's a lot of
The Producers?
I would be Carrie.
So while I can't get on board with the whole marrying yourself and throwing this whole thing and making out with your own reflection, I can get on board with this. Four travelers probably never want to see an orange again after they ate 66 pounds of oranges to avoid having to pay extra airline fees.
Couldn't they just throw them away?
They could have, but they wanted to make a point out of it. The four men gobbled down 66 pounds of oranges in about 30 minutes at the airport after attempting to bring a giant box of fruit back home from a business trip. The group identified as coworkers decided to consume the oranges after learning it would cost them a whopping $46 to transport
the
oranges back home.
Each ate 16 and a half pounds.
It is the principle of it, though. You eat them. You don't throw them away.
So many oranges.
You don't pay the extra fee. After chowing down, however, the citrus left painful sores in their mouths.
I was going to say, can you overdose on citrus?
Yes. Have you never drank too much orange juice?
Wait, you have?
Yeah. Remember, because in high school, no. We would make giant screwdrivers. It would be like you'd take a gallon of orange juice, you'd pour out the liter of whatever vodka, or pour out just enough to pour it in there and put it all
gross.
In one, and then you just, the citric acid would just eat
yeah,
your
you,
stomach.
You've never gotten a rash from, like, after drinking margaritas either with the lime? Like,
no.
The lime juice
what
gets
the
on
the
your hand and you're
you,
in this...
It's like reverse scurvy.
It is.
It's reverse scurvy.
What kind of contact sport do you guys make out of drinking? You're getting rashes from margaritas, and this dude drinks so much orange juice in his screwdrivers that it's eating through your stomach?
We know how to party.
To be fair, Ellie...
No, you don't.
Ellie,
you specifically do not know how to party.
No.
Ellie in our chat party. Said it was pop-off vodka, which 100% it was pop-off vodka.
Sure it was. The good stuff.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
So as we round things out today here in Las Vegas, obviously inching closer and closer to the Super Bowl, do you guys have any plans? Are you going to go watch the game anywhere?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Nope. I've had a couple of friends say they're going to go down to Circa and watch it there. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see what happened at Circa the other night?
I heard about it.
They obviously have to do better at protecting this in the future. I guess you learn the hard way. But some woman who was totally naked and hammered with green hair somehow got into their security room and shut off power to the entire property.
There's like one switch that turns off all the power.
Right? Like, how does this happen?
Like something out of a movie. Switch.
Yeah, there's
like an Ocean's 13
for
happen?
For real, yeah.
It's probably a big red button, too, that
right,
just says stop
touch.
On it.
Yeah. Like, is this the poor version of Ocean's?
How did you,
Ocean's
how did
69.
You, oh, yeah.
We're robbing Circa.
How did you not notice the naked drunk woman with the green hair?
Or maybe they did, and they just were...
They just let her go into the room with
an
the
inside
off
job.
Switch? Yeah.
Vegas Chucklehead in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, wants to know, Dave, which hair was green? And if it's the one
stop.
Up top,
I
did it match the trace?
They did not. They didn't show her tuft on in her mugshot. Yeah, she had prison scrubs on whenever she
when she arrived at the.
Did she break out of prison?
No. She was naked. I don't know what happened to her original clothes, but the cops just didn't like cuff her and walk her through the dark casino butt ass naked and then pull her in front of the camera.
Yeah,
totally
they didn't
naked,
parade her out front of Barry's.
Yeah. Has anyone been there yet, by the way?
No, I haven't.
I plan on it in the next couple of weeks.
I had a couple friends who've eaten there, and they say it is absolutely amazing.
So Barry is the guy that did Scotch 80
Prime
over Palms.
Which was one of our favorites, yeah.
Is Palms ever going to reopen? Has there been
I'm
any
waiting.
Word on that at all?
Not that I've heard of.
I feel like now it's just like anything. A ghost town.
I have a friend that has a $100 gift card to Palms, and they're so pissed that it's closed because they want to use it. They're like, man, I was going to use my gift card, and then I realized that it was closed forever.
looking?
Yeah, I'm looking at the photo of the woman who they pulled out. Not what I mean, kind of what I imagined, but not what you would want to see.
No, no, yeah. I mean, she was the. I mean, that's normally how it works, though. When you hear a story about somebody getting like totally butt naked and running around, it's never Heidi Klum.
Can you imagine the scaries? Like the second day scaries, whenever you wake up and you realize you are the chick who broke in.
Can you imagine like what that feels like? Because you're hammered, right?
Oh, yeah.
And hammered. You wake up, first off, somewhere you don't recognize. Mm-hmm. And then you realize it's jail. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, oh, my God, I just shut off the power to an entire casino. And everyone is going to know about it. Like, that's going to follow you around forever, right?
Ever.
Yep. And there, her name right there.
What is it?
Alyssa Neely.
Alyssa Neely. Is she a local? Did it say?
I don't know.
You can't be a local in LA, right? Yeah. That's got to be somebody from out of town. She got to be from Nebraska, like first and last time in Las Vegas. Blackfire said, my friend found a $200 gift card to Toys R Us last week, probably sent it to the Smithsonian to preserve it. I mean, that's worse than the $100 gift card to the Palms, I guess.
Yeah, can you even use that even online? Because, I mean, Toys R Us is just like Toy Story. Toys R Us still exists.
Belly up. Do they?
Online. They're an online-only retailer, I thought.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Brandley said, I live a few blocks from Circa and heard a big boom the other night. Wondered if that was related.
I wonder if it sounded like on Star Wars whenever you just, like, turn everything up. Boom!
She caused $5,000 worth of damage to even just get into the control room.
How do you get in
there? So
it
wasn't like, it was like, I don't know, it was from the Garage Mahal that she got in there from.
So you can access the power.
$5,000 worth of damage.
I just love the name Garage Mahal.
The Garage Mahal is great.
Did she run into it with a car?
No.
Did she take a chair and break open the glass?
She was evicted from her room after walking around the hotel floors naked. Oh, and
wait, so they just kicked her out of the room, out of the hotel naked? They're like, get out of here, head to the Garage Mahal nude. And then she's like, all right, well, I'm gonna.
Screw
I mean,
you.
Honestly, pretty good get back.
Revenge.
You're gonna kick me out of the casino into the Garage Mahal while I'm naked? Like, I'm gonna go ahead and turn the power off.
I think they made her get her clothes on, and then she got naked again.
Dude, I like this chick, man. I want to party.
Perseverance.
With her. Yeah,
no, I'm good.
No, I want to bring her to our next listener appreciation party, man. Let's go. Let's just see what
way
happens.
Out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home, sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.